The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for being there. Thank you for sharing your day with us. And what we do here is we try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. Thank you for participating. We aim to give you the guidance or the path for you to take to get to your higher self, for you to live your best self, to best life, for you to understand you are on the top shelf. You are the one who's in control of what becomes of you. The ideas or the thoughts or the life that you're living today is a direct result of what you may have been thinking yesterday. So what we're trying to do is to change that, or have you figure out how to change it for yourself to have a different outcome. What you plant will be what you receive. What you put in is what you're going to get out. If you're planting the negativities, that's all that will grow. There's no sense in planting peas and expecting carrots to produce itself. It won't happen. So where you are now was what you would have thought some time ago to bring you here or there. So we're trying to get you to a place. If you're not happy with the situation that you're in, if you're not happy with the spot that you're sitting at, you have the ability to get up, move around, and find a new chair to sit in. All that requirement or all that ability lies within you. The day you showed up on this planet, you came with everything. You're fully contained. You had everything, and you have everything that is required to get you to any level that you choose, regardless of who you are, where you live, where you've come from. That desire is within you. Know full well that what you think you have become, what you've been doing, that's who you are, what you have done. So we're trying to get you to raise yourself to a higher level of consciousness. Let you get in touch with the inner self, which is your God, which is the God. And for you to understand, for you to lay down or submit yourself to something foreign to you is wasting your own time. Everything you need is within you. Everything that's going to give you greatness is within you. We were taught at a very young age to look out, to close our eyes, to bend down and ask for help, as if there was something wrong with us in the first place. Well, there isn't. There wasn't anything. There isn't anything. But we're giving away the power by assuming that giving away our own power by assuming that another entity, another force is going to do better by you than you could do for yourself. We've been told many times, it's out there. Well, let me say this. There is no out there. It's all within you. Look within. That's where the goodies are. That's where your toolbox will reside, somewhere within the body, which is totally separate from where, from who you are. I have said many times, and I will continue to say, that you are not the body. You're just occupying that space, much like a vehicle, to get you from point A to point B, and in some cases, looking very good doing it. So, you must know that if you want changes, you have to apply yourself. You have to focus. You have to look within. You have to find your inner strength. You have to know that the ideas that you put in your mind will materialize. Please put good ones, and do not waste your time by thinking putting bad thoughts in your mind is going to hinder anybody else's growth. That is as foolish as taking poison, thinking the next person may die. If you are going to dig a pit for somebody, plan on digging two. One of them belongs to you. If you are going to throw the negativities out there to hopefully impact another life, remember, it's like a boomerang and it will come back. It's a boomerang. And the deliverer of such bad message only has your address. So put your best foot forward in presenting a front that is real, that is the real you, to you, for you to know thyself. Once you know who you are, you will truly know your powers. And you will be able to recognize other people and their strength or lack of. Maybe you will open a door for them to enter in to find their strength. But the focus is on you. Lead by example. Take a step towards becoming a greater version of yourself, to live your best life. We're hoping to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. Many methods of getting there is one, to look within, to reflect on the do's and the don'ts of who you are, the likes and dislikes. How do you get rid of the bad parts? Identify them as not being who you are. Then you focus on your true self. Wake up. We're trying to tell you to wake up and understand. I'm speaking to you. You're listening. You're hearing. I also want you to be thinking about it. Your thoughts will give you that energy, will make you think about your greater self. If you could image it, you will create it. If you could see it, it's yours for the taking. You've heard many of these phrases. If you knock on the door, it will open. If you ask, you will receive. But you got to ask yourself. The entity that you're praying to is your higher self. The creator that you're hoping that will save you is you. The strength that you require is within you. The desires, everything is there. Take some of your time and look within. Know your strength. If it's not true, don't say it. If it's not yours, don't take it. If it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. Focus on you. You are the prize or the nucleus. You are the strength. Your energy that's within you is the same energy that's within everyone. We're all connected to the same source. Only that some of our cups got filled with negativities, bad ideas, poison, bad thoughts, envy, and the worst of all, fear. Fear. If you're feeling that within yourself every day, you want to work on eliminating it, removing it. A lot of us are afraid of dying. You should not fear dying. You are going to a wonderful place. It's not up there, it's not down there, it's just there or here. All you're doing is you're transforming from the body to the non-body, from a physical to a spiritual, which is who you are. That is yourself. All things are good. When you identify yourself with the inner strength, and you identify yourself with the love that you are, which is a state of being, you will know thyself. and where fear resides within the body, love will take over. You've got the two wolves. I've said this many times, the negative and the positive. Choose to feed the positive. It will open that door for you. It will give you the strength to take those steps forward. You are spiritually connected. You may ask the question is, why have your God forsaken you, gave up on you? It didn't happen. You are being heard. Your prayers are being answered. You're probably just not in the area to get the answers or to receive the answers or even recognize what they are. Much like your Wi-Fi. If you're not in the zone, you're not going to connect. Spirituality is our access to the non-physical world. Spirituality is who we are. All love, all good, all the time. If you identify yourself and you recognize this love, you will have all the answers. But you must take a step towards wanting to experience your best self. Raise your consciousness. Raise yourself to a higher level of consciousness. Understand the strength that is within you, is within everyone. They're no different, no greater, no lesser. They're the same. They have the same amount of money in their pocket, if you want to call it a currency, as you do. They have the same strength as you do, the same ability to accomplish as you do, or you have the same as they do. So you can't see yourself as a separate entity because you're still connected to that same person. Even the ones that you don't enjoy having in your company, in your presence, you're still connected to them. After this life is over, you will reunite with them, or they will reunite with you. And the party continues. This is not your only tour of duty. This is not your only destination. This is not the only time that you will be here. You'll be back. Probably if you choose to, because you make that decision for yourself. There's a lot that's going on. There's a lot that's happening. Every day, and I was never one to talk politics or listen to the news because I know it's all negative stuff, but for some reason or another, in recent weeks, I've been listening, paying attention to what's going on around the world, and everybody is feeling this pinch. They're complaining. Typically what I do every day after I finish my work and I'm going home, I pick up from the grocery store enough food for that day. That's what I've been doing for years. Recently, I decided to go in and buy enough to last a few days to minimize the amount of trips I may have to take to the grocery store. And holy mackerel, the prices have just quadrupled. You don't notice it when you're picking up today's dinner or items to make for the dinner. So we're feeling this pinch, we're feeling this hardship, we're feeling this oppressed economy. I don't want to talk about politics, but we're getting the impact. I mean, much like the trees in the forest, when the wind blows, everybody reacts to it, all the trees, and we're just a part of that. So we're hearing about the housing crisis that we have here in this side of the world. We're hearing about losing your job, layoff. This is happening, high inflation, high prices for houses. We're hearing all these things, and of course, they impact us. The storm is blowing. You can't pretend it's not, and you are feeling it. Some of us are just barely hanging on. We're trying to be the mighty oak in the forest, but if you pay close attention, the weeping willow does more success in staying than the mighty oak, because he's willing to go with the flow. Wake up, and I'm not suggesting that you're a weeping willow, but I'm suggesting that something is happening that you must muster up the strength to stay with. Crises happen every day in your personal life, in everybody's personal life, and all of that is designed, and not designed because they're not on purpose. It gives us strength. It should give us strength, endurance, so you could stay with it. And like I've always said, and I will continue to say, this too shall pass. within all this chaos and storm and sanctions that's happening around the world and gas prices going crazy high and all the things that are happening, within all of that, we still have to find a strength within ourselves to stay focused on who we are and understand what happens. Occasionally, nature itself will send out a big broom to do a big sweep up and a clean. And if that's the case, we have no choice but to participate. We can't forfeit our right to be here because we're here. So we have to learn how to deal with it. What I say is stay focused. What is most important to you? Sustainability, of course, it's inevitable. You can't get away from that. But just for your own morals, your own strength, your own inner peace, your own happiness and love, you must stay focused on the fact that you're just a spiritual being existing in a body. And the storm isn't designed to take you out. We're going through a reset as we know the world. I tend to think that in the end, it will always be as it was in the beginning. Like I said, if the room is dirty enough, nature will clean it up. Where we stand today, we're realizing life goes on, life continues. There's not much we could do to walk away from it, but we can make the best of it. Stand up, wake up, activate that inner strength, come to a new reality, create this solid armor to protect you from all that exists, that has been created, and realize, don't take it personal. Realize it may be difficult, but this too shall pass. Within you, you have that strength. Within you, you have that strength to endure all that they could dish out. Anyone can dish out. You have within you. And by submitting yourself or committing yourself to failure, you have given up that right that you came here with, probably came here for, to live a strong, prosperous, successful human life. Once you've taken this journey, and once you've started to identify who you are, your true inner self, who you are, what makes you you, I don't care how long you've been misled down the wrong path, probably down the wrong path, you will inevitably find who you are, find that self, and embrace the love that exists, which is you. Be friendly and chatty with the God that is within, which is you. You have that strength. Use it. You have the ability to get there. Do it. Let's take a step towards waking up our inner selves, our inner spirituality. No one has ever told us to look within, or you may have heard it before, but you have to go deep enough to find that inner strength that's within you, the giant, and wake him up, her, it. For you to lay down and hope and close your eyes and pray, thinking someone's coming to rescue you, you're wasting valuable time. There's sufficient amount of evidence out there to suggest that the whole religion thing that we've been practicing and following for a very, very long time was created politically for the benefits of those, the creator. There's enough evidence if you're curious and you want to find out. When you give your strength to someone else, when you give your identity to someone else, you're asking them to do with you what they choose. If you're giving out this information and asking for savior, prosperity, anything that you're asking for, you need to ask of yourself. You need to wake up and look within. When we talk about our inner strength, we're talking about the God that we're all connected to. You've heard me say many times, we're all the same, from the same place, by the same method. How are you thinking that you're superior? Or why are you thinking that you're inferior? Wake up to a reality that's going to bring you the strength, that's going to give you an inner look of who you are. We're challenging you to take a step to find out your inner strength. It's easy to do. It's one step at a time. It's wanting to have your best self representing you all the time, as opposed to the false ones you may have created. There's no disappointment. There's no embarrassment. There's no judgment. The spiritual existence is just the inner God, which is you. Not just, it's huge. I'm not belittling it. But that's the one who you want to represent you in every situation. For that, we say, wake up. Wake up to that reality. The God that exists is you. Many people don't want me to say that. Many people don't like me saying that. And of course, many people have challenged me on it. And I would always say, well, prove another. Go ahead. Prove another. Other than the fact that it's real because you believe it doesn't make it real. What is real is you. Just you. That's real. You could feel it. The inner self always react to your spiritual guides, which I've always said that's with you all the time. They never leave you. You're always connected. Every single one of us is connected here in the physical world as well as in the spiritual world. We're all still connected to each other until it's time to lay the body down and go back home. I always say, come home, welcome home to everyone, simply because when you return home, you would have truly understand your tour of duty in the human body and rejoice because you've finished it or you've did your tour. You've experienced it. You may not have hit your goal, the target that you've come for, but you did live some time in the body as human beings. We're not only the only ones that are here. Your spiritual self is here with you. All the ancestors that's existed in your line, everybody's line, they're with you. When you return home, you will re-encounter. You will be able to have a celebratory beer or wine or whatever it is that you choose. Well, you probably can't because you won't have a body to drink it or hold it to drink it. But the point being, you are going home to a celebration. Wake up. I thank all of you for coming here today for the show. Everybody, please understand that I'm trying to get you to live your best self and to be happy all the time, truly happy all the time. And for you to truly know what love is, then you could offer it to others. And if you've been in the void of love, if you think you've been in the void of love, which is not possible, it just means that you're not activating it. You're not really tapping into it. It is there, a state of being. Always will be, always was, and forever. It is eternal, like your life is eternal. It doesn't end. Like that conveyor belt, it goes on and on and on, physical, non-physical, physical, non-physical. You choose to be here. And weird enough, our children choose to have us as parents. That part I don't get because, you know, sometimes I ask them why. Anyway, the point being, you are a massive, massive source of energy with many, many different talents. And if this one didn't work, maybe it's not for you. Maybe it's not your destination. Or more simply, maybe you didn't apply enough of yourself to it. It's not a part-time job. It's the job. Wake up. Some of us will have to go refill our cups because we've poured a lot of negativities in it. And the key to all of this is not to dwell on the negativities. Please don't assume that this is it for the rest of your life, because life goes on eternally, forever. This is it for now. This too shall pass. To all the longtime listeners, people from all around the world who's listened to us, thank you for being there. I hope you are taking the time to do your spiritual journey. We want you to appreciate all of life and don't take it personal. The bodies that you're carrying with you today, or that is carrying you, and I'm speaking to the spiritual side in the spiritual part of you, the bodies that you're carrying with you on your journey through this phase of it is a temporal, it's borrowed. You've borrowed it from the earth and you will inevitably return it to the earth when it's used up or your task is over or it's too old to carry on. It is not to be taken personal. Be kind to everybody because they are you. You're them. He am I. And you are the same as all. Wake up. Thank you for coming today. To all my longtime listeners, people from anywhere you are in the world listening, thank you for being a part of the show today. Longtime listeners, new listeners, everybody, welcome home. Have we got any
emails? Yes, folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, and Barrington would like to hear from you. Send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Beverly did that, and she says, I am a new listener to the Barrington Show from Rhode Island, United States of America. That's from Beverly. Thank you, Beverly. Paul says, Barrington, when we come back, and you've mentioned sometimes we come back several times, do we know the number, or does the number, or does another source know the number, and we just don't know? We just keep doing it till we get it right. I am curious to see if something, somehow, some way, tells us what number it is that we come back to. That's from Paul. And Sam said, let's see here. Okay, I see what you're saying, Sam. Sam says, Barrington, is there such thing as sin as we know it in the Bible, or do we see it as just doing something wrong? That's from Sam. And Tina wrote in, is it better to purchase fresh food every day or once a week? I am lost now because of how expensive everything is. That's from Tina wanting to have some shopping tips from Barrington. Back to you.
Oh, I don't know if it's good, good tip for you, Tina. Is it better? For me, it's easier. I pass a grocery store driving home every day, and I'm so routine. Ever since the kids were small, we would go in and get today's meal, whatever it's going to be for dinner tonight. And, you know, we played a game with the children, and what we did was we'd pick a letter of the alphabet starting from A to Z, and whatever country would line up on that day, we would pick the meal that they most favored, their favorite meal, and we'll try to make it. Sometimes it's good, other times it's disastrous, and there's always backup. Thank God for pizza. But the point being, you're asking me a question, is it better? You see, a lot of the stores will get their produce on certain days, and I think the quicker I could get them in my belly, the better they are for me. So I would tend to go there every day just to pick up that amount. And of course, I'm only picking up today's dinner, so you don't notice the expense as much. And if, you know, when I go in and do a grocery shopping like I did this weekend, you get a slap in the face with the prices. You're absolutely right. The prices are just ridiculous. And of course, it goes back to what I was saying earlier about the whole world's being impacted by this, you know, whatever's happening anywhere around the world. I don't want to get into on the politics, but yeah, we're feeling the pinch. We're feeling the squeeze. We're not getting the raise. Our inflation is ridiculously high and a whole bunch of things that are going on. Back to the grocery list. I don't know if it's better. It was easier for me to get the kids from school and grab meal and go home. So I just got into the routine of doing it. But yeah, the advantage is I would get fresher food every day as opposed to having it in my fridge every single day. And, you know, I got used to that routine. If you don't have the time, yeah, of course, you have to bring it home and put it in your fridge or cupboards until you have time to get to it. But if you've got the time, and I've always been able to, fortunately, been able to take that extra 20 minutes, 30 minutes to rush into a grocery store as a routine with the children and grab today's meal. It was easier and doesn't sit in the fridge or go bad. And of course, we don't buy it. We can get it before it expires. And that's a whole topic on itself about expiring food. But yeah, for the produce, yeah, it's better if you, in my opinion, to get it daily and find out when it's being brought into your grocery stores. Where I live, fortunately for me, they come in on Thursdays, so I could get them fresh, fresher than having them sit there until next Wednesday, if you understand what I mean. Okay, sin. I did this a few weeks ago. Sam was asking, is there a sin? You see, the Bible or the religious books, I'm sorry, I don't want to say anything negative about it. They have their own version of a sin, of what it is. And they typically say, if you're not following these rules by this book, you are committing a sin. But it can't be a sin simply because you choose not to believe or follow in that rule. Your great creator within yourself is not going to torture you for not following some story or some situation that was created by another, because you are a separate entity, though you're connected to everything, all that there is, you're connected to it. So is there a sin? It's hard for me to get a direct answer. I want to say no, there isn't a sin. I want to say a lot of people has created certain situations and call it sin, blaspheming. If you go back from the religious beliefs, if you, you know, covet a neighbor's wife or whatever the case may be, they give you 10 commandments. And I honestly think there should only be one, and that is to be a good person and to be your best self. The other 9 just sort of talks about you having common sense. One of the things we deal with all the time, here's somebody say, well, how about killing? Well, it is very, very wrong if you take it up on yourself to take that act towards somebody else. But at the same time, if that person had brought it to you, you have your right to defend you. And you may call it self-defense. Either way, that person is, that attacker is still, you know, no longer in the physical body. So answering the question, I don't know. The answer is, I don't think there's such a thing as a sin. We have things from our religious teachings that if they're in favor of us, we agree that they're good. If they're not in favor of us, we assume that they're bad. We've gone through this whole gauntlet of talking about what is good, what is bad. Isn't that something that's just relative to your own opinion? I think, you know, spaghetti is good, but somebody will say, no, it's not. But is that the truth? It's an opinion that I've created. I think it's good. Somebody says it's not good. Who's right? I've told the story about the lion and the zebra, the lion eating the zebra. And the lion would have said it's good because he fed himself. And the zebra is going to say, of course it's not good. You just took my uncle out, kind of thing. So it's relative to opinion. Is there a sin? I don't believe there's a sin out there. Unless you want to say living the entire life without knowing thyself. I think that is wrong. I wouldn't label it. But if you're going to go and pick out these things, they tell us all the time, if you don't follow the rules, and I said it earlier, you're going to end up in that hell place, H-E double hockey stick place, and, you know, because you have sinned. Well, what if the place doesn't exist and there's no proof of its existence up there or down there? Then what are you being, where are you going to go to get your punishment? What I do know is when you leave the body and you've become a spiritual being, you are without judgment. So nobody or no entity, no force is going to submit you to a burning place where you're going to be able to bake cake without an oven. They will not do that because on that side, on the spiritual side, there is no judgment. If you've done something that you consider wrong in this life, you will pay the karmatic debt before you leave. You are paid up in full. When you return, when you exit the body, you hold nobody nothing. No source, no entity, no anything. Your energy. And it's like taking your dirty laundry and sending it through the machine, and it comes out at the other side very clean. Is there a sin? My answer is no. Paul, you wanted to know, when you come back, are we able to determine how many different lives we've lived? That information is achievable, attainable at this side of the world. You can get into spiritual studies and meditation and find out there are people out there. There's other people who are gifted in many different ways and can take you to through something we call the past life regression. And you could do a count on your lives. Like I've said many times, somebody told me, because I'm not able to do that, someone told me that I am on number 50, 54, something, 52 or something like that. And of course, the source is not reliable to me. So I'm in awe of it. Somewhere down the road, I will go and I could achieve that information on my own, as you can, like everyone else can. Answering a part of your questions, is there a way for you to know if or what number you're serving? We're not always we're not returning to this planet, to Earth, in a physical body on a consistent. You have the choice not to return. You have the choice to be in that other life, or you visit other places, you do other things. But if you've come here to plant, I don't know, coconut trees, and you've accomplished it and it's doing very well, good for you, then you might not want to come back and plant anymore because you've fulfilled that task. But you will journey back if you've missed your road trip, if you've missed your bus, if you've missed your calling, you will journey back. How many times? I don't know. I've heard many, many different answers to that question over the years, to those questions. How many times? I can't tell you that because I don't have the skills, but a lot of people could take you through past life regressions, and you could find that on your own. You could also, if you were into meditation, deep meditation, you follow your steps in the journey, the guide from your spiritual self, they can take you to the library that holds all your history, your recordings of all the existence, all the physical visits that you've had to this planet Earth. I don't know off the bat, I can't tell that, how many you've gone through. And you speak with people who's gone through past life regression, they will always be able to tell you what they've experienced. And most often I hear them talk about reuniting with their former ancestors, family members, dogs, everybody. Because the energy that's within you, pets, I meant to say, the energy that's within you, it's within everything that lives. It's just energy. And it never goes away, cannot be destroyed. Your life is eternal. I've said that too many times. Your life is eternal. Do I know how many lives you've lived? No. Can you find out? Yes, you can. Tap into spirituality, get on a walk, get to understand what it's all about. By all means, you will accomplish all of that. Thank you for that. Thank you, new listeners from Rhode Island, New York, USA. Thank you across the pond. Appreciate you joining us. I hope spirituality is the thing that you're most interested in because it brings you to your true self, gives you that opportunity to open the door, to understand all the things about you. All the questions will be answered. Unfortunately for a lot of us, it's at the end of the journey. All the decisions that we've made and we're kicking ourselves for, I should have. Those answers will reveal themselves to you at some point in your, could be in the journey that you're in the physical body. But at the same time, you will know once you return home, you will see the decisions. You'll see why you made those decisions. Even though in this presence, in the time, the now, you might be saying, well, that was a horrible decision. Well, it could have, you know, benefited you in another way. Maybe you weren't supposed to go to that movie. Maybe you weren't supposed to take that trip. So you missed the plane or you've lost your ticket, whatever the case may be. Or you weren't supposed to end up with that person or get into that job. All of that, the truth will reveal itself to you. And it can happen in this physical body. But definitely once you've returned back to the spiritual side, you will know for sure what your purpose was. We're a little misguided, we're a little bit distracted, especially what I was talking to you about today about how what's going on in the world could be maddening for a lot of people. And it's emotional and you get involved. But my two cents on that is try not to take it very personal because it's not necessarily aimed towards you. we have to go through a reset, as we do many, many different times. And the world's been here for a very long time. And as we know that every power that's been at the very top has fallen from the top, and another one will rise up, and then they'll fall down, and another one will rise up, and they'll fall down. And that unit continues forever. Because I think everybody wants to be that super top power. I believe that. But it could be the ego-driven self. But read anything in history, it'll show you many different nations, many different entity dynasties were on top, and they're not anymore. So it indicates that there is a rotation that happens in our lives. Is it nature's way? I can't tell you that for sure. If you were to study the common bees, and I was talking about this just this week, you see, when the queen bee is about to die, she will lay 7 eggs. And the first one that goes through this incubation process and becomes a bee that could buzz around, it will go and take care of the other 6, like take them out, because we only need one queen. Now, who's told that bee to do that? It's his first second on this planet, but he knew well enough to go and make sure there's no competition within her hive, if that's what you want to call that. So that information is coming from somewhere. We were having that conversation, and I wondered if this is the nature of our existence. We have to self-regulate. Maybe we have to put every nation on top for a while, until we find one that's going to work, or we come together collectively and just create the entire world on top, being as successful as we are. We could be. Wake up. And thank you for that email. I hope you continue to listen to our show. I hope it guides you into a path that will better your life. Wake up to everybody and welcome to the show. Today we're talking about your inner strength, because I don't think enough is being mentioned about the monster, the great force that you are. You're not just a little tip of the iceberg, and I've said this in the last few weeks. You are a giant beneath. You just have to know how to get in there, open that door, find the key, you know, take some cases, knock the rust off it. But regardless of what happens, you still have that strength within you. So we're talking about your inner strength, and the times like this that we're going through, it's a little rough. We just went through the COVID, and a lot of the talks that we had, a lot of the shows I did during COVID, all through COVID, I always remind people that this too shall pass. And we were worried, we were scared, we didn't know where to go, we're locked down, and a whole bunch of things happened. We don't know why. We don't know why, but it did happen, and we went through it. It wasn't always fun, but that has passed. At least most of it has passed. And we're cleaning up now. The big broom is coming back to clean up. We're resetting, and we have to get back to our everyday self. This is what's happening. We talk about spirituality because we want to talk about your inner strength. And when you're praying, know full well that you're praying to yourself. Your prayers will be heard, will be answered, but you have to be there to get the answer. You have to be there to hear, feel, see the answers. Things that happen in your life on an everyday occurrence, well, they're supposed to happen, because the existence of coincidence does not exist. So they're supposed to happen. Is it to teach you something? And if something bad happened to you, please make sure you don't forget the experience of it. Because if you forget the experience or the feeling or the outcome of it, you're more likely to repeat it. Too often I hear my women especially say they always end up meeting the same bad person or person that didn't work for their lives, whatever their descriptions were. And my thought was, well, if you're using the same bait, you are going to catch the same fish. If you're hanging out to the same bar, you are going to meet the same people. They're in there. If you're hanging out at the wherever you're meeting these people, more than likely it's your attraction that's bringing that towards you. And by you saying, I don't want this, I don't want that, I don't want that from a person, you're actually saying want, want, want. And this is being delivered to you. So the more you hold it in your mind, the more likely it is to attract. The unfortunate thing is our subconscious doesn't know doing or thinking about doing. You know, if you're practicing, sitting on your couch, practicing basketball in your mind, or you're physically on a court playing the game, the subconscious doesn't know the difference. It just knows there's a game going on. Yeah, the body does, because, you know, you'll be sweating and hurting and whatever else happens. But the subconscious doesn't know the difference between doing or thinking about doing. So be careful of the words that you're giving to yourself. And if it's not working out for you by any means, you need to change the bait that you're using or the location. And sometimes you just have to ask yourself, are you the bait? You know, just so you know. So we're constantly asking you to stand up and be strong within yourself and know full well that your prayers will be answered. Today's world is a little bit topsy-turvy, upside down, wavy, but it's not the norm. We are going through the storm, and that's inevitable. Find yourself within all that chaos. Find your strength within all that chaos. And a good pillar to hold on to lean, to brace, to grab onto, to weather the storm is the family dynamics. Because everybody within that family would have had your upbringing, your teachings, maybe your culture, your everything. Hold on to that. It gives you stability. Support that family or the neighbor. People love everybody. But a good pillar is the strength of the family. Because you all have the same ideas. If somebody's in there swinging, you know, swinging punches and throwing stuff, you could avoid that. There's no harm in that. But simply because the rest of the family has brought you to where you are. So if it's a little bit rocky, a little bit unstable, a little steady. And if you don't have family, you've got great friends. And find out who you are. Find out who you are. To know thyself. That is the most important thing. We need stability. And if you're floating around like a feather in the wind, a lot of confusion, you've got your minds on a lot of different things at the same time, you're not going to be very stable in doing that. The feather in the wind doesn't have much of a choice. He's got to go with where the current is strongest, or pushing or fall or gravity, whatever the case may be. Find a foundation that's going to hold you rooted. Get into spirituality. Find a foundation that's going to make you stable. Find something that you truly enjoy and keep doing it. This too shall pass. Work on your inner strength and work on yourself. This is what's important. Find that strength that's within that I know is there. You came here with it. You came here with it. And because it's within you, you owe it to yourself. It's your birthright to activate that tool, those tools. It's not a coincidence. Do not let it pass you by. Wake up. Wake up and understand, if you're not feeling it, it's probably your own doing. If you're not experiencing it, you probably haven't taken a step towards it, which is your own doing. All the things that you aim to accomplish in this life, on this journey, you will. You have to know that you will. You have to know that it's going to happen, and be very mindful of what you're ordering towards yourself. When you see that person out there that you're not a big fan of, you don't have to have a comment about it or even a thought. But you could send them some love. And in the process of doing that, you're sending love. And not to try to get another person to see life through your eyes. That's you derailing your own focus. Wake up. Wake up and understand the power that's within you. You are the God, and I say this all the time. No one can stop you. They can hold you physically, but they cannot stop the inner self, the inner strength from you to grow And eventually you will be able to break that bond. Because the inner strength is the true you. You've heard me say many times, there isn't another that's coming to rescue you. And if that's what you're waiting for, you're wasting your time. You can attest to your great-grandparents, grandparents, and great-great-great-grandparents for many generations has done the same. But yet they sit on the porch and they die in hope that somebody is coming to rescue. Well, after you've left the body, you go into the spiritual world. You do meet your guides that will come and journey with you, and you will familiarize yourself with all the people that's been friends of you for many lives. No one is coming back to take you to a heaven. And what would you do when you get there? Just stand around, hold hands, sing Kumbaya? Probably not. Do we have any more
Have two. Sandy wrote in, said, I love the show today. Very interesting concepts. I'm taking notes. And that's from Sandy. Thank you, Sandy. Wendy wants to know, she wrote in earlier and she said, I have to leave for work, so I'm not going to be able to listen to your entire show. Is there a site that I can listen to this show later on, as my son will let me know what it is? That's from Wendy. Back to you.
Thank you, Wendy. And yes, it's my bad. I've been doing a lot of talking, and I often forget to tell you that, yeah, we do have a website. There's a book out there. Let's talk about that first. Awaken and Ascension Guide. It will guide you to your true purpose and help you find your purpose, aligns you to your true purpose. You will be able to find this book by me on Amazon.com and Amazon.ca. It's there. It's a good read. It's a good thing to keep you focused, or to help you focus, to keep you stable, to get through the rough times. And the more you keep your mind on a spiritual thing, if you're reading a lot of things, read spirituality, study spirituality, watch the spirituality stuff, it will guide you and keep your mind focused in that spiritual box, and you will get there. A lot of your questions will be answered as you journey through there. Our website is HEAMI, Barrington Awaken. That's where all the shows that we've done in the last 3 years, they're recorded there, and you could go through and pick them. Today's show is called Inner Strength, and they're posted shortly after this show is ended. Within the day, the new one will be posted, and there's many of them there for you to enjoy and catch up on anytime. HEAMI, Barrington Awaken. com. That's where you're gonna check it out. Like I said, all the shows are there, and of course you've got our email given to you many times. This show also is repeated on Thursdays at 10 o'clock, same place. So if you're missing it now and you have to go to work, I'm sorry, Wendy, but you will be able to catch that another time. And all the shows are there for everybody. Download, listen to, enjoy, follow. Keep your mind in that trench. It's not a gutter, it's not a trench. Keep your mind on that path that's going to bring you to the things that you want to accomplish. Be mindful of what you hope for, because you are going to get it. Sandy, thank you very much. You're taking notes, and I hope they will. I hope they're going to benefit you one time. But, you know, I was having a conversation a while back with a family member, and he was telling me he wanted to find a guru to follow that could guide him to more of a spiritual existence, a spiritual world. And the answer came quickly to me that you don't need one. You are that one. You just have to wake him up and find him within yourself, and you too will have all the answers to the questions that you have, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Find that first. That's the best thing to do. So you don't necessarily need to go out there and find somebody. This is my opinion. Find somebody that's going to guide you to that golden gate, if that's what you're looking for, or that thing. All that is required is within you. Of course, you may say, why am I doing this? As I mentioned to you, so you can hear me say, if you take a step towards finding your own path, you may wobble a little bit or step off it or lose focus, this type of show would remind you that get back into the game. Go in there. Don't give up. Never, ever give up on anything. Don't allow yourself to sag. Don't allow yourself to think that there's nothing bigger than you. You are the biggest. And if you're just thinking that this is it for you, you're very wrong. When you leave this body, that's where life begins. Do not, please do not be afraid of death. You're transforming. You know, imagine flying from point A to point B from your home to another country, and you may not enjoy the flight because, you know, you're nervous about that. But when you get there, you have the time of your life, and the flight was just something that you worry about. Most of us carry this big, giant bag of worries that will never happen. We just carry it. And it's not our own experiences. We've just heard it from other people. So do not waste your time worrying about the things that's not going to happen to you. You're filling that compartment inside of you with nonsense or things that's not going to happen. But because we are a part of this society, and most of us focus on that thing that sits in front of us called the tell lie vision, and what it does, it just makes us feel horrible about ourselves, simply because we don't feel as accomplished as the people that they're showing us, or we don't feel as if we could get there and do all these things. They tell you how to eat, how to dress, where to live, who to love, who not to love. And your religion does the same thing. But you are a source on your own. And if you are that cup of water in the ocean, who's going to tell you that being up north is better than being down south or east or west? It is your destiny to go out and explore who you are. That is your birthright. Wake up. Wake up. Take some time to learn or study your meditation. That's the best method of getting involved in wanting to find out the inner strength. Look within. Yeah, close your eyes so you're not distracted with what's out there, but do not give away your strength to someone else, to another source, another belief. The best I know, God has never written one book. One. Just other people who said they knew him and they heard his words and this is what he wanted you to do. Yeah, no. It doesn't work that way. You are him. And you will know inevitably what you should do, should you learn and find out yourself. The best I know, he's never written a book. Just other people. And I find out that it's more political than it is more religious. And it's designed by the society or the group that you're a part of to keep you at bay. Because if you fear this God, you probably won't advance yourself or do what you really want to do. But we're also taught not to live with fear, ever live with fear. And if the group that you're following is making you more afraid of not breaking all these rules, it is suggesting that something is wrong with you to begin with. You're perfect. You showed up perfect. Where did it all go wrong? We're being told to be like this other person, that other person. That's not the case at all. Just for the records, I could never be like a Shaquille O'Neal. You know, I'd love to play. Anyway, the point is I'm too busy being me. And he's just busy being himself. And I don't think he's going to invite me in to come and take his life or vice versa. To thine own self be true. You must know that. And the best you, your best self, is knowing who you are. When you're pretending and you're imitating somebody else, the worst day that you've had for yourself is better than your best day of pretending to be in somebody else. Wake up to that reality and take this with you as we say your goodbyes today. The best that I know, the God did not write the book. You are the God. You didn't write the book. Just other people wrote it and told you what it says. On that note, enjoy the week. Have a best time. Wake up. Love yourself always and be mindful and love everybody else because they're your family. Everyone is just the one family. Until we talk again next week, I appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. And I hope what I had to say today will have some form of impact on your life. Open that door, knock real hard, kick it down. You owe it to yourself. You deserve it. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.